Welcome to the B-Rad Podcast. It's Brad Kearns. These are our sponsors. Male Optimization Formula with Organs, Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece, Perfect Keto Ketone Supplements, Carol Fit Stationary Bike, Organifi Superfood, Viore Clothing, and Let's Get Check.com Home Testing. And please visit the BradKearns.com shop page for my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance with great discount offers. And now here we go with the show, mofo.
It's just about the more present we are, you know, each moment in our life, then we don't have to judge what that looks like. We're just experiencing life. And that is truly living a life of Zen. Sadly, a lot of people have zero self-worth. So at least get on the stepping stone of self-worth. And then after that, you can reach another level of presence. There's another great book called If the Buddha Dated. And that really takes out the gender equation. And it's how can you date from your heart instead of the biological place that we've been so accustomed to.
It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. Hey, this is going to be one of my favorite commercials because I get to introduce you to the delicious, nutritious, life-changing Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece. This is a mind-blowing nut butter blend that will soon ascend to your number one go-to snack, treat, or accoutrement for anything from dark chocolate, a cucumber celery smear, or mixed in with yogurt, oatmeal, cheesecake, or with a spoon right into your mouth, heading south. Let me tell you what I created in my kitchen through whirlwind experimentation and extreme sampling to my VIP product testing crew across the nation so far with 100% approval. In this beautiful jar, we have macadamia nuts, walnuts, cashews, the rare and precious coconut butter, coconut flakes, cacao nibs, real ancient sea salt, and organic MCT oil. Every single ingredient has been sourced to origin to be the very best we could find from around the world for the absolute highest purity and nutritional value. We run this product in small batches with a boutique family business in the Pacific Northwest, and everything is cold pressed to preserve nutritional value. So if you like eating healthy, it's a dream come true for all those who are keto, primal, paleo, and vegan, vegetarian too. I come in peace, my global healthy living friends. Masterpiece, that is. Try some now and it will change your life. I promise. If you don't like it, send it back to me. I'll eat it. You can order Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece on Amazon. Simple, simple. Or if you're bold, daring, and adventurous, buy three and get a bottle free at bradventures.com. Buy six and we'll send you 8. Christmas shopping early instead of late at bradventures.com. Check it out, Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece. Hey, listeners, here's a fun breather show, keeping the mic on after my wonderful interview with Jonathan Aslay, and we got to talking. So I said, you know what, let's make this a breather show, because I asked him a question about the distinction between the goal of healing childhood trauma, rebuilding or building up some self-worth, some self-esteem, and then heading out into the dating scene with that self-love as a starting point, which was kind of the theme of the show. And learning how to strike a healthy balance between that and that Zen existence of being mindful. And like Mark Manson says, seeing your life as a series of decisions and actions and releasing your self-esteem from attachment to the outcome of what you're doing. And I think that's kind of the recurring theme of the podcast, as evidenced by the title, Get Over Yourself, and my mission to maintain passion and competitive intensity throughout life, but releasing your self-esteem from attachment to the outcome. So you go out there being fearless, going for it, giving it your all, and all those things are allowed and okay, but not having this ego connection where we're inflated and deflated. And I relate to my athletic experience where it became so important and I was so driven and wanted to succeed so badly that that mindset served to harm me at many times, rather than just going with the flow, enjoying my life, appreciating the challenge, and taking what my body gave me every day as an athlete and letting the process of improvement happen naturally. So there's a huge difference. And you can apply the insight to parenting, to your career goals, all these things that we face in life, these challenges where we're measured and judged from outside forces, and of course, tend to take these things on and own them. So I think you'll like this little chat with Jonathan Aslay as a nice piggyback to the wonderful show about dating and healing childhood trauma. Here we go. Open mic night.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you off the show about Mark Manson's take on some of this stuff.
Oh, I was going to mention the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I love that. In fact, one of my chapters in my book is called Don't Let Anyone Fuck With Your Chi. But I love his take on life because it's really the empowered, I'm taking responsibility of my life approach.
Right.
And it's about personal empowerment. And that's what I like his work, his content.
But some of my notes from his, I think it was his second book, Everything is Fucked, a book about hope. And he said that you want to, I guess, eventually evolve away from cultivating this precious self-worth and just be and just see your life as a series of decisions and actions. And one of the quotes was self-worth is an illusion and it's a form of persistent low-level narcissism to cultivate self-esteem and self-worth. And it's like, wow, that's pretty heavy. And I can see how it's applied to the spiritual enlightenment where you're just present all the time and you don't have an ego involved in any way. And I think it can get misinterpreted when you're dealing with childhood wounds and fucking up your dates because you keep bringing out these flaws. But it made sense to me reading it, you know?
I like to think of it as there's different stages of evolution within a human being. And
right.
All the material out there is like one stepping stone to the next, the next, the next. I would say I bought, and by the way, I have a self-righteousness in my scripting. I mean, there is a part of Jonathan who thinks he's both stupid and righteous. I call it stupid, righteous Jack. I'm aware of this aspect of my personality. And I'm now aware when it rears its ugly head. Sometimes it's in that righteousness that I'm awakened or conscious or whatnot or self, you know. But I look at it this way, and you said it critical. What you said and what he says is so important. It's just about the more present we are to just the moment, you know, each moment in our life, then we don't have to judge what that looks like. We're just experiencing life, and that is truly living a life of Zen. So that's, I'm just working towards it. I'm not even remotely there. But at least those stepping stones are starting with my worth, because here, sadly, a lot of people have zero self-worth. So at least get on the stepping stone of self-worth. And then after that, you can reach another level of presence, let's say. At least that's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, I mean, zero would be okay. I think a lot of people have negative self-worth.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They issue, you know, self-flagellatory statements and, traffic in this nonsense that, that sets them up there behind the starting line before the race starts. And I guess, so if you can get into the positive category and then realize that it's not a big deal. And I'm kind of referencing, you know, I used to be an athlete back when I was a professional triathlete and a racer, and oh my gosh, it was so important. And I was so caught up in it because I was a young guy and I wanted to do well. But I realized the more I got caught up in the self-importance of what I was doing and attaching my self-esteem to the outcome of the race, that's when I would struggle and suffer and make bad decisions and force the process of fitness to happen before it should. And if I was able to get to a position where I was just in love with what I was doing and going out there for the joy of the experience and not judging it, in other words, kind of putting my self-worth on the back burner for a little bit and just being someone who could get on the starting line and compete and not be afraid. I guess this would go, I'm still recording, so I might use this as like a breather show because we're getting into some good stuff. But like, if you can go on that first date and not be afraid of anything, you know, not be afraid of being totally rejected by an asshole, then you're a little bit freer than someone who's harboring this kind of fragile self-worth, who the self-worth is doing really good because they went to three therapy sessions that week and had a coaching call, and then they sit down and someone says, oh, you're fatter than you look on your picture, and then it boom, the bubble bursts, because they're in the process of building up self-worth from being negative self-worth. That's a,
yeah,
that's a tough one.
Well, I think of the book Four Agreements, and one of the books that I do my best to
don't take that shit
follow.
Personally.
But have you read, are you familiar with Jeff Brown?
No.
He wrote a book called Grounded Spirituality. And this, it kind of actually, he kind of rejects some of the philosophies of Eckhart Tolle and others, because many people are doing a spiritual bypass, or what you're sharing with what Mark Manson shared. And it's really getting into the roots of spirituality from the perspective of healing oneself. So
what's a spiritual bypass? What does that mean?
Some people have this belief that if the world is an illusion, this would be more like the Course in Miracles, which I follow as well. But the world is an illusion, kind of the matrix, right? Some people give themselves a pass to treat others like shit because this is all an illusion. So hence the spiritual bypass. So, and I'm kind of giving you the Cliff Note version of it, but it definitely, not but, and I want to eliminate but from my language.
Right, right.
Except for B-U-T-T. and so these are just some, but not but, and the principles I do my best to live is Four Agreements. From a dating perspective as well. Oh, by the way, there's another great book called If the Buddha Dated. If the Buddha dated. And that really takes out the gender equation. And it's how can you date from your heart? How can you date from this place instead of the biological place that we've been so accustomed? So that's another thing I try to emulate as well.
Love it, man. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I think we got a little breather show for the follow-up.
Yeah. By the way, like I said, great interview, man. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Jonathan. Have a great day.
All right. And as soon as this is out, I'll promote on social media.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye now.